This is John's gem number 92, based on his chapter 21 and verse 13. Title is Eating with Jesus. Was this the most exciting, glorious, thrilling meal that humans have ever eaten? Here they were, seven men and Jesus, sitting cross-legged on the shore of the little Sea of Galilee, and if we let our imaginations fly, perhaps an outer ring of local men and women watching in awe and wonder what was happening. The Creator and Saviour of the world was here, alive and well, after his great sacrifice on the cross. It must have been a beautiful morning when the heavens declared the glory of God more clearly than usual. All creation was rejoicing. The sky was a matchless blue. A gentle breeze just rippled the surface of the sea. All the birds were singing their joy. The little animals, usually asleep in their holes and burrows at this time of day, were poking their noses out, whiskers all a-quiver, to see what was happening. Only the fish, left in the sea, were not rejoicing, because they'd lost so many of their mates. In it all, we need to take note that he had sat down to eat with his people, and even to be their cook, their food provider. This time it was fish and bread, and presumably something to wash it down, water or wine. This was just one of the three recorded meals Jesus ate with his disciples after he had risen from the dead. They were not special sacramental meals, but rather simple ones, eating the food that was available. The hint could not be clearer. We too are to eat with Jesus very frequently in the meal we know as the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist, the Communion Service, various other names. Those churches which restrict the communion service to once every 3, 6, or 12 months, from good motives to be sure, do their people a grave disservice and do not follow the clear intent of Scripture. So does any church that does not hold a service because there is no officially ordained person, usually male in many cases, to lead the service, or no proper building in which to observe it, or particular liquid to drink. No, by his example, we are to eat with him whenever we can, without any particular need to be posh in the way we do it. Meeting him is far more important than any detail of how or where.